My name's Philip McGrath. I am on the Plumbing 6129 course, and I'm currently in the middle of week number four.
So, Philip, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before training for trade skills?
Well, I'm currently fully employed. I'm a curator of artillery, and I work for a company called Royal Armouries, who have a museum of artillery. At a place called Fort Nelson on Portsdown Hill near Portsmouth.
So, is that a full-time job then?
Yes.
So, how are you finding sort of balancing it then around your job?
It is a little difficult because I am restricted by the numbers of weeks I can come at any one particular time. For example, I have to take annual leave, obviously, from my full-time job to be here. And of course, there is the study time at home as well. But I think if you've been through a university and a master's degree course, which I have, you're pretty good at planning your study time together with your other time.
So you're training to be a plumber then? Have you always
Yes.
had an interest in plumbing?
Yes, I have. I've always enjoyed doing DIY plumbing at home in the various properties I've lived in my life. And I'm doing this specifically to qualify and use in my retirement or closer to my retirement to see if when I fully retire I can go into it full time and supplement my pension, which of course is very important these days.
So, have you been doing any plumbing work or getting an experience around your course then?
Yes, I have. My friends, when they have heard that I'm doing this course, will often say, "Oh, can you come and sort my toilet out? Or I got a leaking tap. Can you come and have a look at that?" So yes, I have been doing odd jobs around the studying and the training.
Did you find sort of doing that little bits and bobs and the experiences, have you found that has helped you in your course then?
Yes, of course, most definitely it has because you pick up the practical experience outside the classroom and also you build up your tools and equipment as you go along, which of course is very important too.
You're on your fourth week then, I
Yes,
understand. What have you
yes.
been doing in those 4 weeks then?
Well, if I go back 1 week to week three, we did the airing cupboard. Arrangement, which is where you have to plumb up a cylinder to the cold water storage tank. And in towards the end of week three and into this week, we've been doing the major session on steel pipe work. That is piping up two small wall radiators and then air pressure testing for any leaks. That's an assessed task.
So let's talk about when you finish your course and you've got your qualification. What are your plans for the future then? You mentioned you're going to use plumbing to supplement your pension. Is it planned to go self-employed then or?
Well, I think what I intend to do following qualification is to what we use in museum terms is called a soft launch or a soft opening, whereby I'll perhaps produce some written material that I can post in people's doors and give to my friends, advertising the fact that I've become qualified, and then see how that goes. But of course, I'll still have the benefit of my full-time work, and then depending on how we go up towards my retirement, which is many years from hence, I'm then in a happy position to be able to decide what I want to do, whether I want to continue in my full-time job or finish, retire, and then go into the plumbing.
That's great, Philip. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.